This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. There's a famous photograph taken in 1956 at the end of the Montgomery bus boycott. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is riding on an integrated bus celebrating Rosa Parks' court victory. African Americans would no longer be relegated to the back of the bus. There's another important person in that photograph, one you might not know. Her name is Inez Baskin, and she's sitting in the row in front of Dr. King, there to document history. Journalist Inez Baskin died late last month. She was 91 years old. In the 1950s, when women reporters were rare, female African-American journalists were even rarer.
She then was working with the Montgomery Advertiser. At that time, they had a colored page.
That's attorney Fred Gray, who represented Rosa Parks during her challenge of Montgomery's segregated bus system. He remembers the special edition that replaced the financial section of the Montgomery Advertiser and was delivered only to black residents.
Sure, I read the colored page. We all did, because it was used to have on the outside of it, there were stars, so you'd know it. It was the colored paper. And it had information in it concerning the black community that the white community did not carry. It basically consists of social activities in the black community, as well as, of course, obituaries.
The job gave her a close-up view of the budding civil rights movement, but Fred Gray says she had to take the story to a national audience because the Advertiser didn't let her write about it.
There were white reporters who reported on the activities of the movement. Her reporting, as far as what took place in the civil rights community of national importance, she was doing that for magazines like Jet, the Pittsburgh Courier, the Chicago Defender.
Inez Baskin often found herself in the middle of the stories she was documenting.
Not only was she a reporter, but she was also experiencing the same problems that the rest of us were experiencing.
Baskin remained in Montgomery and was still writing a newsletter up until her death last month. She also spent a lot of time in schools sharing stories of the movement with a new generation. When friends would suggest she should write a book, Baskin would respond, "I hope I am, but I'm not using paper for pages. I'm using the minds of children." Inez Baskin died in Montgomery late last month. She was 91.